trapped.
It's a trap.
Trapped. I go home, it's there.
Yes.
I'm here at work, it's here too.
Must be something great.
Antoine and I was going to say Monica. No, Monica, I'm explaining to you that Antoine and my wife, they both do the same little thing that I've noticed.
Right.
I don't even know if they know that they do it, but here in quarantine living, down here on the QL.
It stood out to you.
I notice.
Okay.
I notice a lot and it's driving me crazy, but I haven't really said anything because it's so petty and small. That then, of course, what happens is look at you being all nitpicky and jerk face. But here I am being all nitpicky and jerk face because I'm trapped with a couple of pee poppers, Monica.
You said what?
What?
Pee poppers. Y'all are pee poppers.
We pop our pee.
You pop your pees, man. Both of you do it. And it's loud. And I don't. Do you know that you do it? Because both you, Antoine, and my wife, it's the word yup in particular. There's a yup.
Yup.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. But I don't do it with every pee, though. Like, I don't do it in popcorn.
No, because it's not. It's at the end.
It has to be at the end.
It's that NP, that yup or nope.
So he says stop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
And my wife does it all the time, too. And it's the yup in particular. And she picked it up about a year ago. She never used to do it. Hmm. So I don't know. Are you aware that you pee pop? Because you pee pop a lot, man.
I am not aware, but I feel like anytime I use the word yup, I'm saying it with a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like yes or yeah.
It's like yep.
There's a reason that I chose that word
there
in
is.
That context.
And then you've gone hard P at the end of it. There's just
I've never known. I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
I did not know.
And crap. You got to put it on there.
Well, now I'm not. Now it's going to be in my head constantly. Okay. You've slowed down my speech significantly now.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know if I'm going to stop doing it, but I may do it intentionally.
Because the
pee-popping. So did you tell your wife?
No, I have not told her. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to because I'm going to get called out as some sort of a nitpicky husband. And the minute I say it, she's going to say, yeah, well, you leave your shoes all over the place. Or just she's going to pick gonna something that's annoying out. About me. Uh-huh. And then it's going to things. They have a potential to escalate. So I have that happy wife, happy life situation. I'm just going to put up with it. At work, I don't care. I don't care about you. It's fine.
But now, if she's listening right now or somebody who knows her is listening right now, they're going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has until you get home. So she has like 6 hours or however long it's going to take you to get back to the house.
I don't know.
To really look around and be like, okay, you did that.
Someone's texting her right now.
Right now.
I've just explained.
And someone is Antoine.
It was mostly Antoine that was bothering me. I only noticed it on her because of you.
Oh, now it's only Antoine that bothers you. Yeah. And now it's not your wife.
It's cute when she does it. That's
it's precious.
Yeah, that's what it is or something.
You are getting out of that hole, sir.
It's just, I don't know. It's as if every time y'all do that pee pop, and again, I understand it's very small and nitpicky, and that's why I don't say anything about it in the end, but it does. It feels like a giant raindrop. Hits the exact side of my temple with that every single time.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm trapped. 52353. I know I'm not alone though. I mean, look, people are texting in this person. 52353. I'm trapped in my house with my ex-husband. Ugh. We divorced years ago, but he won't get out. Quarantine problems.
Change the locks when he goes to get the mail or something.
Now, quarantine. Mm-hmm. Here's someone. She's trapped with sleepers. I know the feeling. Nobody around her gets up before 10 o'clock and she's still going into work and they're just sleeping all comfortable in their beds. And those people too, when you come home, they already start talking about their naps and how they're going to take one.
Is this from music? Zach, did you send this text in?
Wait, yup.
Yup.
Yup.